If you want to read with us this morning, we're going to read some out of the book of Ezra, the 10th chapter. I'm going to read you some words out of a song, if I can. It's in a songbook, is Believe Gospel Song Collection. Got a lot of songs in here I ain't never heard. Doesn't mean they're no good. Just means I ain't heard them. There's a song in this book that says, "Life after life." Life after life. Just caught my attention. I'm going to read you a few. It's got two verses. I don't know that I'll read both of them, but I'll. I'm going to read some. It says, "Through the ages, godly men have preached the living word. Old Isaiah prophesied, but Judah never heard. John the Baptist, Timothy, and Titus made it plain. There's a burning hell to shun, but heaven we can gain. Some, like Paul, resist the call and gamble with their fate, waiting for a better time, but that could be too late. God has given each a choice, with consequences dire. Take the path that leads to life or perish in the fire. Life, yes, there's life after life. Life, life, new life for all who will believe. Unending life, after life, 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 new life, the ransom will receive. We read about heaven free from strife, but Jesus says, believe on me to have eternal life." Life after life. It's probably a good song. It's got some good words in it. 10th chapter, the book of Ezra. Starting with the first verse. Now, this is the last chapter in the book of Ezra. And I'm not going to try to read all of it. Quite frankly, I don't know that I could. I probably could stammer through it. But from about the 20th verse on is full of names, a host of names. I don't know altogether what we're going to do or say today. If we do anything, I'll be quite frank with you, I've enjoyed the service thus far. I really have. Now, Ezra, you go and read in the book of Ezra, and you'll find that Ezra was in the time of the Persians and the Medes, and a lot of warfare went on, and the children of Israel had been in captivity. And in their years of captivity, they done the very one thing that God told them not to. The very one thing. And you go and read in the 7th, 8th, and 9th chapters of the book of Ezra, and you'll find that Ezra had confronted them about some things, and Ezra didn't know all that had went on down through the years. You'll also find in the book of Ezra, the only time the scripture ever teaches or says that I can remember, that when Ezra read the book of the law, the people stood. You'll find that in the book of Ezra. Only time that I know of and recollect. I have no problem. These folks round about here and there that likes to stand when the word is read, I have no problem with that. But true reverence comes from the heart. It really does. Now, I'm going to preach on a very familiar scripture this morning that a lot of us Baptists don't like. A lot of people don't like. I'll just be quite frank with you. And I don't know altogether what we'll do or what we'll say, but this is how we feel like going today, so you bear with us. In the 10th chapter, and you go back in the 9th chapter, and you'll read there some of them come to Ezra and said, they's them that has married in amongst all these strangers. They married, they got children. And them that come to Ezra, and they said, it's not just you common people, said the priest has done it. We can't find no priest, and they didn't have priest round about that was of the tribe of Levi. And Ezra sent word out that he might get some help. You go on, you read it. They mixed and they mingled with the Jebusites and the Moabites and all the other heights in the scripture. Now, this is something that the Lord had commanded Judah and Israel not to do from day one. Day one. Go back as far as you want to. You'll find in the book of Deuteronomy that he told them to keep his statutes. And when they went through the land, that they were not to mix and to mingle with the land. You listen. I may be old in my age. I may be backwards in the way that I think sometimes. But brethren, I want you to know that the word of God will still stand. And brethren, it does not need any props. Amen. It don't need no help. Thank God, it needs to be obeyed. Amen. We believe. You want? I didn't say a lot. We believe. Brethren, Ezra was a man, brethren, that tried to get everything back together like it was in the beginning. That's difficult. That's difficult. I'm going to tell you something this morning. Brethren, we're living in a self-same day that they were living in, and you cannot get people to repent. Amen.
I'll amen it. Thank God it's the truth. We got folks mixed and mingled, thank God, with the world, and they got no spirituality about them. No, sir. Days past, days gone. Thank God, God is real this morning. Woo! Hallelujah! He's real, folks! I might not be much, but I'll promise you one thing, my friend. I'm going to preach God's word till he turns my toes up. Yes, sir! Thank God I believe it, folks! I believe it's just as real as it was in the days of Ezra. We've mixed and mingled ourselves with this world so much we've forgot how to worship God. Amen. We've got us a form. Listen. You say, preacher, you're just old school and they ain't no hope for you. Well, thank God there's one hope. Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. I ain't got hope in this life only. Thank God there's life after life. Woo! Woo! Yes, they are. Yes, they are. I know it ain't popular. I can't help it. I'm as honest as I can be, and I'm just going to thank God this morning he's even looked down upon me. Whew! Whew! Pace by! Woo! One more time, folks! Glory to God! I might not be an eagle of soaring, but thank God I've been amongst them. Oh, hell, brethren, been amongst them that's done trod the path. Thank God done preached the word. Folks, they didn't take it with them. No, sir. It's still real. It's still real. Thank God it'll change your life. It absolutely will change your life. Yes, it will. It didn't just change the Thurman Hightowers and the Clinton Lunsfords and the Wall and Abernathys and my friend the J.O.J.'s. It just didn't stop. Thank God it carried on. Folks, thank God I'm glad I've got some of the Holy Ghost this morning. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ain't it good? Ain't it good? Thank God when the Lord passes by. You say, preacher, if it makes you act that way, I don't want no part of it. I'll tell you, one of them skeptics, you know, one of them don't believe. Amen. Just stay that way. You'll die that way one of these days. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Folks, it's real this morning. Thank God it's real. And it'll get all over you. Woo. 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 Ain't no need me worrying about it. Woo. Woo. Ha. Woo. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Woo! I'm just going to mind the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. If I ever get down enough, I'll preach to you. Right now, I can't. Ain't won't worry about it. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, 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 glory, glory. It's good. Preacher, ain't no sense in all that. You scared of it? You afraid of it? We had our Sunday school. Brethren, the second article of faith. I'm going to be honest with you, Ezra done all he could in his day. I believe God blessed him. I believe God blessed his men to pin this word down. Yes, sir. We had it. I ain't going to rehash Sunday school. Not a bit in this world. I'm going to have to take my time. And I'll tell you something. I feel good. Deep down in my soul, I feel good. I mean good. Oh. It's sort of sad sometimes. I say it is. I don't know. I don't know what to do sometimes. I really don't. God's people, whether you have it or not, are acquainted with repentance. They're acquainted with it. I'm going to say this, and you can do what you want to with it, I guess. Most people do. But brethren, if you're a true child of God, you're going to repent along the way. You'll do it. You'll find you an altar. It doesn't matter where anybody knows it or not. You know it. You know it. Repentance. Webster Dictionary definition. I ain't never looked it up. I'll be honest with you. I know what the Bible teaches. I know what it says. I know what the word means. But for my own personal information, I wanted to know what Mr. Webster thought about repentance. Oh. Can I tell you something this morning? Repentance is the best thing you'll ever do in your life. Repentance is the best thing that you'll continue to do in your life. Yes, sir. Repentance. Humility. And remorse. Two words. His definition of repentance is one who reforms himself morally. Morally. Reforms himself morally. Can I tell you something? You can reform yourself all you want to. You'll never be reformed until you get born again. And to get born again, you will have to repent. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. I want to I want to leave just a little bit with you this morning, if I can, in the midst of everything. It's already been good to be here. Has it not? It's been good to be amongst the living. Yes, sir, both naturally and spiritually. You can say what you want to, but brethren, sister, you got your health. You got a gold mine. You hear me? You can say it does not matter, but it does matter. I'll promise you, my friend, your health, your body, my friend, will absolutely affect your spirituality one way or another. It'll do it. I don't know why I'm saying all I am, and I ain't going to worry about it. Done told you, no need me worrying about. It doesn't matter where I preach on repentance or not. You say, preacher, that's what he gives you. That's what he gave me, but this might not be the day to do so. Do you know that? It just might not be the time. Glory to God. Now, I want to say a couple of things. It's still a coming. I'm just going to give you a couple of things. We use baptism as a admission to the church, the local church. Right? They ain't but two ordinances. One of them's Lord's Supper, which very few take part of. And I ain't going to get into the rest of that. The example, foot washing is an example. And there's very few that ever participate in that. Yes, I'm going to preach it to you. You know why I am? Because it's in there. Listen, the second one, well, the first, baptism is an ordinance of the church. Is it not? For the most part, whether right, wrong, or indifferent, for the most part, people realize they believe that baptism is an outward showing of an inward possession. That's what most folks think. The scripture says it is an answer of a good conscience toward God. I believe in baptism, and I believe it is an ordinance. But listen, so we believe that it's an outward act of an inward possession. That's the only way I know to put it. That you hold on the inside. You say, preacher, I got saved Sunday. I want to be baptized. What happens if I die before I baptize? Don't worry about it. You've been born again. You'll be okay. You'll be okay. Listen. Outward showing of an inward possession. Now, I want to say this. I preach this. I believe this. Brethren, if they ain't no inward possession, the outward showing's nothing. It's absolutely nothing. Zero. I don't care what church you're on membership with. If you ain't been born again, folks, you'll die and go to hell. Yes, you will. The lake of fire will be your final destination. That's what that book teaches. That's what that book says. And I'm going to tell you something. You want to miss hell? Repent. That's pretty simple. Repent. Now, Let's talk. Let's talk about repentance. It's from the heart. I'm not your judge, by the way. You'll never stand before me and answer for anything. But you will stand before him. And folks, it's going to be whether or not that the blood has been applied. Yes, sir. Whether or not that Jesus Christ has a personal relationship with you. That's what's going to matter. Steve. And the truth of it is, that's all that's going to matter. Oh, preacher, what about all them works I've done? What about them? All you waiting on your crown out yonder somewhere, I got news for you. You're to enjoy it today. He saved you today. Thank God be alive today. Live, thank God. Don't just live to die. Live, thank God, because he's given it to you. Yes, he has. Repentance. I've repented in my heart. You didn't see it. I've repented in my heart. You didn't see it. Listen to me. If I've ever repented, if I've ever made acknowledgments to a church anywhere in this world, my friend, I'll promise you one thing. People are looking for the evidence. Where's it at? Where's it at? Brethren, repentance is not just to be seen spiritually. Brethren, it's got to be seen as well naturally. You ain't going to like me for that. Thank God it's the way it is. Is that not right? Listen. Folks, people get up and tell me they're saved. Thank God I look for a saved person. I look for actions, brethren, to identify them with what I've got. Yes, sir. Oh, preacher, you're judging now. Call me what you want to. I ain't no fruit inspector either. But I sure can tell an apple when I see it. Thank God know a boy about it when I eat it. Oh, don't you? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Old Bruce, he said many a time he'd run across them cussing deacons. Ain't that what? What he said, I'm just telling you. Them cussing deacons. I'm going to get real big trouble here. Going to get in real big trouble, my friend. That's them First Baptist kind. Oh! Oh! Preacher, you wouldn't say that. Thank God. I know it. Thank God to be a fact. Lord help us. Lord help us. When you get it put down right, I want you to put it down. Mountain View's probably got some too. Preacher, you're bold this morning. No, I thank God I'm past it. Oh! Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! Repentance! Bring, it's good for the soul today. Somebody tell me they repented. You know the first thing I start doing? I start looking for the evidence. Don't you? The old Jarrett said one time, I've told this before, I ain't going to tell who owned. I knowed him very well. He's done dead, passed, and gone. They was in revival down at Stoner's, and I was standing about right here. There's a man in that altar right there. J.O. was standing right here. He'd been in there a little while. We'd done prayed with him, got up and different things. He gave out a shout, come up, and he got up and told the church this and that and another. J.O. looked at me, and he said, you know, said he'd have been better off. He'd have repented. Oh! Oh! Glory! Hallelujah! That's what he said. I didn't say it. Go back down Stoner's. Go back down Stoner's. Go back down Stoner's. About 2 or 3 months passed. Brother so-and-so, where's he at? Where's he at? Huh? J.O. must know something. Mustn't he? We had a young man over at Dry Creek, and we was over there first day. He'd gum this altar, and he'd wail and lash out and cry and get all beside himself. I ain't trying to be funny. I'm just telling you facts. Hadn't been to church in months. Get up out of that altar, turn it around, and lamb blast the church for everything she's done wrong. Now, I'm going to tell you what I thought. I ain't never told nobody, but I'll tell you exactly what I thought. That man needs to repent. Yes, sir. Yep. That man needs to repent. He'd be there 2 or 3 Sundays, and then he'd be gone, wouldn't he, honey? He'd be gone. I don't even have to tell her who he is. Be gone. Months, months. Here he'd come. Take him about a week or two to get all his courage up. Hit that altar. Lambast. I'm telling you, folks, I'm talking to you about repentance. You say, preacher, you can't go on their actions. Don't tell me you can't go on their actions. How many of you know the devil when he shows his horns? Preacher, he deceives himself. How many of you know him in his deception? He said he had made his ministers a flame of fire. Did he not? You listen, you don't even want to know what I think about the devil. But I ain't going to tell you. Repentance. Here he come. Got back in that altar. Lambast. Wail. Weep. Cry. You say, preacher, you ought not make a scene like that. If it wasn't real, I wouldn't do it. But I'm telling you a straight fact. Get up out of that altar, turn right around, and lambast the church for all the wrong she's been doing. A few weeks pass. Gone again. Would it have been better that he repented? You say, preacher, you saying he didn't repent? I'm telling you, they wouldn't have repented bone in his body. Man, Had they been, my friend, when he got out of that altar, they would be some humility and some remorse. I'm telling you. Him at home doing God knows what. Church praying for him. No wonder he felt so bad about the church. She is trying her best, my friend, to get him right. It haunted him. Yes, sir. It dwelled with him. He didn't know nothing else to do but lash out. Why, preacher? He never did repent. I'm telling you. You say, preacher, you're just straight judge. Well, say it. I don't care. There's not a one of you sitting in this congregation this morning. I'll promise you, my friend. If somebody got in that altar and repented, there's not a one of you, my friend, that wouldn't in days to come see if you saw a difference. Are they not? An outward. There's going to be some outward appearance. And it ain't the devil. Just the opposite. Y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? Yes, sir. You know what I'm talking about. You say, preacher, I ain't never heard nobody preach on repentance like that. I got news for you. There ain't many of them will. Lo and behold, Donnie, I have to live with Randy. Do you know that? I have to live with me. And the truth of it is, there's probably things that bothers me that don't bother you. So be it. It still bothers me. And Randy has to deal with it. Yes, sir. And I come up short. I don't know about you, but I come up short. And I ain't going to stand up here and tell you, my friend, that I repent like I should. You know why I'm going to not tell you that? Because I don't. There ain't no preachers around tell you that, hardly. I don't. I find myself, my friend, needing to lay it all on the altar. And you know what I do? I lay a portion. Or I lay a little bit. It's hard for me to give him all. I don't know about you. I find myself wanting to take them situations and I want to fix them. You hear me? I want to fix them. Lord, I'm not going to give you that because I'm going to fix that. And I'm going to tell you something. I try my best. And sometimes, Steve, I can't fix them. Preacher, why are you telling us all this? I want you to know the hardest thing that you or I or anybody in this house will do is repent fully. I don't care how long you've been saved. We have a tendency to hold. We have a tendency to, Lord, just let me work on part of it. I'm going to ask you a question. Why in the world wouldn't we just give it to him? That's a question for me. Probably a question for you. Why wouldn't we just give it all? All to Jesus. I surrender. Did you hear that word? It's a beautiful song. I surrender all. That little three-letter word, all. It's in the Bible. Love the Lord thy God with what? All. 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 Nowhere in there he said half, quarter, third. Hold on. Huh? He said all, didn't he? All. Well, preacher, I love the Lord with all my heart. You back up 1 second and tell me you love the Lord with all your heart. All. All, folks. All means all. Does it not? And when we think we've given it all to him, we've still got a hold of something. Don't we? I'm not preaching to people that don't know. I'm preaching to folks that does know. And you know very well that you and I both are in the same boat. And we all need repentance, but yet we'll not all repent. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm gonna close my remarks, I think. They sang a song. They don't sing it very much. I don't think it's too popular when it come out. Just to be honest with you. I think it come up the rank a little bit. But the McCamus sang the song, Getting Used to the Dark. And I'm going to be honest with you, when I first heard that song, son, it hit home. It hit home. We've all been sorry for some actions that we've done. We've all been there. We've all been sorry. But I wonder this morning how many of us have become godly sorrowful. Godly sorrowful. It takes a little more, folks, than just coming to an altar, crying a few tears, saying a few words. It takes a little more. It takes a little more from us, out of us. A lot of things, my friend, that we'd rather do in this world than repent. I really don't know anybody that's just in a great big hurry to just go and talk to the Lord and get it all out. Why is that? Because we're them that likes to fix things. Or we're them that likes to examine things. Lord forbid that we give him all. You say, preacher, you talking about repentance? Yes, I'm talking about repentance. If you truly repent, you know, do you know what? There's nothing in this world that makes a Christian feel any better than repentance. Not anything. Nothing. And when you repent, there's normally some benefits that come with it. They really are. I hope you've got something out of the message this morning. I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed trying. I really have. Thank God. I'm glad the Lord just seen fit to pass by my way one more time. I am. I know that this is not a shouting message, even though it could be. And I know it's a subject, you say, preacher, we've heard that preached all our life. Well, we ain't heard. What did that song say? What did that song say? Said Isaiah prophesied. This and prophesied. Said Isaiah prophesied and Judah did not hear. Did you hear that? Isaiah prophesied and Judah did not hear. I don't know. I'm just a person. I believe that I'm a person that God called to preach. And I've tried to do my best. And I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes I wonder how Isaiah felt. Can I tell you something? Old Jonah preached an 8-word message. 8 words. But you know what? The Bible says, it said they repented. They repented at the preaching of Jonah. And you know what? It made Jonah mad. I don't think I'd get mad. I don't think I'd get mad if people were repenting, would you? But it made him mad. You can go and read all that. I ain't going to get into that. Come get a verse of a song. I don't know your heart and what you stand in need of. I never did get to the 10th chapter of Ezra. But I'll say this. I believe I got where the Lord wanted me to.